Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. Today, we're going to be discussing the road trip. I know a lot of you may or may not actually have taken road trips with the kids. Only the brave and the insane take road trips with kids, if I might say that so boldly. So we're going to be sharing a couple of experiences we've had recently with our kids. The most I've driven is about a 4-hour trip upstate. But Carrie, you went 12 plus hours. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, we do that somewhat regularly because my parents live 12 hours away and they also very generously invite us to their timeshare, one of their timeshares, which is 12 hours away. So I do that generally about twice a year.
Nice. That's quite the haul. Is it in any way good?
The time there, you know, like after you spend like a day and a half recovering, and then the day before you leave anticipating it, time in between there is good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for Easter, the day and a half, and then of recovery and the day of anticipation, like, kind of intermixed. So I was still recovering and anticipating at the same time.
Yeah. I get that, too, where it's like, you know, you have to pack the day before. You have to, you know, you're on sort of a schedule. You're trying to get two kids, you know, packed up, wrapped up. You have to have their temperament a certain way before you get them in a car. I mean, it's a whole process. Do we have the right snacks? Do we have the right DVDs? You know, did everybody pee before they leave the house? I mean, there's so many questions. And it's, for me, it's extremely stressful. We go upstate, it's about 4 hours travel time. And I usually do it by myself. But the 10 minutes trying to get that, you know, kick it off and get on the road is like my head's going in a million different ways. I have to make sure I didn't forget anything. And that's, it's like a really awkwardly stressful time for me. Just in the pure sense of just, do I have everything? Did you ever forget anything on a road trip, Care?
Always. every time. This particular, on our trip down, we stopped at a friend's house because I needed to pick something up from her and just gave the kids like a little bit of time to run around and play before we got back in the car. And I ended up leaving a train snack cup there, which is like horrific.
That is so pretty shitty.
Yeah. We're definitely big leavers of things. So far, no kids have been left.
That's good. That's a plus.
So far. We frequently done, you know, we'll do 6 or 7 hour road trips too, also during the year. Again, fortunately for my parents' timeshare, they take us out a lot. But yeah, it's rough.
We have found that the saving, so I try to time it where we're getting in the car around my son's nap time, because if I can get him to sleep for 2 hours, maybe, you know, it's a bit of a load off my mind. I have to say though, they're pretty good. They don't really drive me too crazy. The DVD players, they both have one and in front, you know, on the back of the seat, and they watch movies the whole time, and it goes pretty smooth. And I must say, when I'm by myself, if it's just me heading upstate with the two kids, I don't like to stop and get out of the car with both of them. I've done it, but if my daughter has to pee, I actually will, even though she's fully potty trained, I will put a diaper on her and I just tell her to use the diaper because, you know, and she pees before she leaves. Yeah. She pees before she leaves.
What happens to you if you have to stop?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I use the drive-thru. We spend about $87 at McDonald's drive-thru on the thruway. And we, you know, that's like a little novelty for them. You know, we'll stop and that's, you know, halfway through and get them, you know, happy meal. And they're totally cool. They watch the movie. But on occasion, the last 30 minutes, they both, for whatever reason, lose their shit. Now, for whatever reason, they have a lot of cause to be, you know, throw a fit. They're little beings and they want to get out of the damn car seat. I get it. But they will freak out occasionally in the last 30 minutes, and it's just constant squealing, screaming from the back seat. And I just want my exit to get here. Can my exit just get here, please? And can everybody just shut the hell up? It drives me sort of to a breaking point. Oh, I'm getting like flustered thinking about it. Yeah.
We've approached the 12-hour car trip a couple of different ways. When M-Dog was like a baby, we would leave just before his bedtime and drive all night.
Yeah.
And that was really painful in like the 2 to 5 a.m. area. Like, I don't even know how awake whoever was driving, which generally Mike was. And then I started picking Mike up in southern Jersey because he takes the train out of Manhattan. And, you know, that would give us a couple of hours head start, and we get to my parents or whatever around 3 a.m. But that's still, it's just so tough. I mean, yeah. And you're recovering for like 2 days on that.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, you're pretty much like in a fog when you show up, and it takes you at least a few hours to decompress. You don't know if you want water right away or beer and or a drink, whatever you're fancy, and you just, it takes a few hours to just let loose. And I don't really get a great night's sleep because I, you know, I'm not a great sleeper out of, you know, in different bedding situations, but you know, and the kids after a trip like that, they don't really sleep well. They do mostly when we're away. But, you know, it takes some recovery almost. And then the next day, you know, you're there, you're refreshed, and you have a great time. And then before you know it, it's time to turn around and go back for that road trip all over again.
Yeah. This last time, our return home, we, instead of driving all night, we left at 3 a.m. But that has its own pitfalls, too. You're, you know, kind of taking advantage of the early morning, some sleep. Still sleeping in, but the night before, like, I'm like, oh, I'm only gonna get 5 hours sleep. Oh no, I'm only gonna get 4 hours sleep. Oh no, I'm only gonna get, you know, and he keeps counting down. And I get so anxious about trying to go to sleep that I can't go to sleep because I'm so anxious about
it. Yeah, there's an anxiety there. I don't know how to rid that. This last trip, like, you know, typically I wouldn't really have that much trouble sleeping, but for some reason I could not get myself to sleep on the last night we were home, and I got stuck watching Naked and Alive. I don't know if you ever watched that.
I call that Naked and Stupid.
I mean, it's just like, it was like three.
Except I want to see the one with what's his name, the two celebrities.
Oh, celebs did it? I had no idea. I caught three like back to back. Mike turned me on to it. So I'm watching it and all I see is butt crack, and I'm like, I don't know, butt crack and eating bugs and getting eaten alive. Mm. I don't know. But it's hooked me a little bit. But anyway, I got stuck watching that, and then I only had a few short hours of sleep before, you know, the sun was coming up, and we had to, you know, pack up and turn around. But when we get home, you do get a sense of, you know, that the experience has come full circle, and there's like that relief at the end of the tunnel that you've made it, and the kids are not, you know, insane, and it feels good. It's like an accomplishment almost. So road trips are good.
We had a great experience on our trip down. Like the trip home, we left at 3 a.m., but on the trip down, we spent it over 2 days, and we did kind of a slow travel. Like, the first day, we only drove for 6 hours and stayed in a hotel room after the kids had gone to bed and got up the next morning, drove, like, another hour, went to a science museum around there, spent 3 or 4 hours letting the kids run around and get some energy out, and then had 3 hours to my parents' house, and it was great. Like, I said to Mike on the trip, I kind of feel like we're killing it as parents. Like, we're getting out, they're seeing new things, we're experiencing new things, nobody's really super frustrated or stressed.
Yeah.
Or super tired. And dog, just like generally an hour into it, is like, when are we going to be out of the car? Ah!
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't even turn on the DVD player until, you know, that 3-hour stretch to my parents' house. It was really super great.
Yeah.
So based on that, I'm planning when we meet my parents at the beach in May, the kids and I are going to take a 3-day trip down to the beach, stopping at different children's museums and just kind of slow traveling it down there. So we'll either be best friends or mortal enemies at the conclusion of it.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, it can go both ways. It can be a great round trip where they're fantastic up and down. It could go shitty at the end of one. I mean, I've done it so many times that I can personally handle either thing. It's work. It's work no matter what.
Yeah.
When I travel with my husband, he doesn't do this very often with the kids. So it's sort of like a new experience for him to, you know, get the kids in the car and do a 4-hour stint with them. But I must say he was driving, I was resting. It worked out very well for me. And, he did pretty good. The kids were getting a little antsy there, and he, you know, was very good about, like, you know, sticking his hand in the back, picking up toys that fell on the ground, you know, that claw move that you do. And, talking with the kids and keeping them occupied. And it was good. It was good to have someone in the driver's seat, because it is typically me doing it when I go up for visits.
We actually had quite a long discussion about that, about, you know, kind of driving with husbands. It used to be Mike and I, when we got in the car, we both just wanted to get to wherever we're going. So we would buckle down. We would, you know, barely take breaks, be like peeing and loading gas at the same time, like just kind of pissing everywhere. You know, I mean, like we like got it straight as fast as we can. So I tried to replicate that and try to continue to with the kids. And I'll do quite a bit of trips by myself with them. And, you know, when they're sleeping, you don't stop.
Yeah.
Well, he now has come to the opinion that he wants to stop like every 2 hours. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. If they're sleeping, you don't stop.
Yeah.
If you wake them up and you end up waking them up at like 5:30 in the morning, like, all hope is lost.
No. Yeah, you don't want to do that. I agree. Let them sleep. Get as far as you possibly can while they're sleeping. I love when they fall asleep. I urge my daughter, you know, close your eyes. Take Dance Bear and put them on the side of your head. Rest your head on Dance Bear. Oh, and I yawn a little and try to make her sleepy. Because, you know, it never fails. I can never, like, Mikey will fall asleep. And then as soon as his eyes pop open, my daughter's eyes will fall. You know, she'll doze off. And I can, and it's not that, like, either one of them is, like, a huge pain in my ass. I just want them both sleeping so I can have peace of mind that I don't have to occupy anybody. I don't need to say, what are you saying back there? What do you need? What color is the sky? Oh, okay. I can just drive and not have to think about a damn thing. But, you know, road trips, I would like to go, you know, spread our wings a little further when the kids get, you know, a little older, maybe go cross country, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to see how ballsy we are in a few years. But
I'm telling you, I'm pretty excited. I just booked it all today, but I'm doing like 4 hours a day and stopping and having fun with the kids. I hope that this isn't the worst mistake ever, but
nah, you'll be fine.
Pretty fun.
I think you'll be fine. I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
And your kids, you know, they're at great ages too right now, where you don't technically need, you know, they're kind of like self running. Nobody needs too much. You know, they're just hanging out and having fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, road trips. I wouldn't say they're for everybody, but if you have it in you, you should at least, you know, give it a try. And at the end of the road, at the end of the trip, I'm telling you, you do feel accomplished. Pulling back in that driveway on the way back, it's like a relief, and everyone's just feeling like a champ. If you have a road trip story that went well, that went bad, that makes you feel special, we want to hear about it. Send us your story at sothishappened@bleepingmotherhood.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if we don't, well, we love you anyway. All right, guys. Have a great bleeping week. Until next time. Bye.